Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 203 on the Fan, and a very good Monday afternoon to you. Beningo Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here, of course, till 6 o'clock. Big Mike Francesa will come your way. Right now, Brian Riscona. He's on the other side of the glass at Hudson Street. Ernie Acosta, of course, at home in Yonkers. And we are live from the ever-mobile, the ever-diverse Town Fair Tire studio. Nobody, 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 and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Bro, how are you?
Bro.
Feeling all right or what?
I'm okay, but was it Thursday or was it Friday where you, Joe Benigno, said, you know what? We're not getting any more snow. I'm confident. It's over.
Right.
I wake up this morning.
Yeah, I know it.
There's snow. Look, it's not accumulating or anything, but still.
In fact, by me now, it was a little bit on the ground, but now it's like mostly rain. And tomorrow is supposed to be in the 50s. So, I mean, we could absorb one bad day. This is really the nastiest weather day we've had in a long time.
No, I know. And the truth is, it really is. It's really not a big deal. I just thought it was funny considering... You know, you usually not as optimistic about weather.
Right.
Saying, you know what, bro, I'm confident there's no more snow. And in essence, you're right. Like, we're not getting a foot of snow or anything.
Right. I mean, it's not any kind of major snowstorm or anything like that. And as I said, it's supposed to rain, and it's raining by me now. And then tomorrow, I think I did see, like, high 50s and sunny. I think it's going to rain back to rain Wednesday, but... I think we're good at this point.
No, I think we are too. It's just like I wasn't really paying attention to the weather that much, and all of a sudden this morning comes.
I did see yesterday. Actually, I was watching the weather.
All right, so you had a heads up.
I had an idea that it was going to be start out as snow and then into rain today. So it's supposed to rain all day. So I mean, but you know,
like, no, it's look, it's
not a, like we're going anywhere. No, you know what I mean?
that's a good
we're,
point.
You know, we're not on. I don't have to make that commute to Manhattan today.
No, I get. It's just funny.
You either.
I look out the window and I see these giant chunks of snow falling, and I hadn't seen the ground yet.
They were pretty huge.
Big.
Yeah, they were. You were.
Then I look out the window. I'm like, okay, all right. So it's basically turning right to water, but it was funny glancing out the window and seeing that first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Now, how you feeling better? I know you were a little shaky last week. Is everything good?
I'm surviving. Let's put it that way.
Are you still distancing yourself from your family right now?
I have been distanced from my family for 4 days.
Okay.
And so over the weekend, I'm locked up like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, basically.
Wow.
And I feel terrible.
I think you look better, though.
I don't know, man. I haven't shaved. I need a haircut. But look, what's the quote everybody's using? At an abundance of caution, I have been away from my family. So I've had a lot of time to just watch presidential documentaries. Saw a very good one about Herbert Hoover.
There you go. Okay, good.
watched a lot of old sports, which we can get through throughout the day or throughout the week.
I understand.
And I have spent a lot of time, Joe, analyzing Greg Van Roten, Connor McGovern, Josh Andrews, Marquis Christian.
Whoever. But they did sign this guy I actually heard of. They signed this the defensive back from Indianapolis. What's his name? Pierre? How do you say it?
Pierre Desir. And you know what?
Who looks like he's a player. I mean, he looks it.
Well, here's a funny thing about this. I actually like that signing on a one-year deal because if you remember, and I think this will kind of...
They also re-signed Arthur Millette, too, which isn't a bad signing. He actually played pretty well for them at corner last year.
And also got rid of Darryl Roberts. The two starting corners from week one.
Yeah, Roberts and Johnson are gone, right.
Which is fine by me, and they saved like $6 million by
and
getting rid of
Roberts. And they signed Neville Hewitt, which is also a good move.
No doubt. But the thing about Desir that I think will kind of charge everybody's memory, in case you're like, I'm not that familiar, the name sounds sort of familiar, is what he did against DeAndre Hopkins 2 years ago in the playoffs. He did an outstanding job against him, slowed him down, and that's really what led to, I think, him getting the contract that he got from Indianapolis because of how well he played in the postseason. They obviously re-signed him. He didn't have the greatest year last year, but like you always say, getting guys on one-year deals, on prove-it kind of deals can pay off, and they clearly needed to add help to their secondary. I think they could still go out and sign Logan Ryan if they wanted. I mean, the Jets still have, looking at their cap sheet, if you will, they've still got money to spend. Now, I'm sure they're holding off a little bit because I really do think they're bringing back Robbie Anderson. Now, well, we talked about that last week.
Yeah, well, I mean, where's the market for Robbie Anderson? And they're probably waiting to – they're probably looking to do the same thing, maybe get him on a one-year deal. Maybe that's what they're looking to do to Jets right now.
And you know what? I think for Robbie,
it's fine with me. I'm in for that.
It's fine. Oh, it's fine with me. I mean, absolutely. And I know this may be biased because we both prefer that they're able to bring him back. But if Robbie Anderson has to settle on a one-year deal, and the way it's looking, he probably is, you're looking at an offseason that's already going to be one of the strangest things we've ever seen. There's not going to be a lot of offseason programs. Who knows what OTAs or even the preseason looks like. It probably benefits him to stay with a team and a quarterback that he's already familiar with, especially in a year in which it's probably going to be a make good kind of year.
Yeah, no, I would agree. It probably does, 100% with that. And I got to tell you, actually, there's been no splashy moves. There's been no sexy moves. But I actually like what Douglas has done. You know, he's re-signed a couple key guys, Poole, Hewitt, Lewis. Hopefully he gets it done with Robbie. You know, he's brought in some guys for the offensive line, specifically the center, to me, is the big one. You know, I like this guy that they signed here we're talking about right now, Desir. You know, I mean, you know, it's under the radar, but I kind of like what he's done in that regard, to be honest with
you. Well, here's the thing, and the truth is going to be in the pudding, obviously, on how this line plays.
Right, sure.
He hasn't made the sexy move to improve this offensive line as
no.
of yet.
No.
And look,
no.
he still could. I mean, he could still go trade for Trent Williams for all we know. I doubt it, but he could.
I still think the sexy move is whoever he drafts in the first round.
No doubt.
That's the move.
That's certainly on the table. And right now, I think it's likelier than not that you're going to get what you want more so than I get what I want in the first round, which is they're going to probably draft an offensive lineman. But as of right now, they've gone out and added guys who have average resumes for other teams. I mean, basically, that's what they are.
Yep.
And so this could look genius in a year. We could look back and say, boy, how good was Joe Douglas? He found these great values. You know, he found a Josh Andrews who was this backup and he served a valuable role. George Fant really put it all together.
Right.
Greg Van Roten, who's a Long Island guy, grew up as a Jet fan, you know, has paid his dues, was in the CFL. And we could look back at this and say, how brilliant was Joe Douglas? But we also may look back at this and say, all he did is rearrange kind of the chairs on the Titanic, because none of these guys, no offense to what their resumes say, but it's true, none of these guys are Trent Williams. None of these guys are Conklin. I mean, they're different than what we're used to. And I know difference feels good because the Jets' offensive line was hot garbage last year. But the truth is, we don't really know what this offensive line is going to look like.
Well, you do get the feeling, though, that Joe Douglas has an idea what he's doing here. You know what I'm saying?
I hope so.
He has. I mean, you do. I mean, I'm not upset that they didn't go out and sign Conklin. You know, I don't know if I want to go trade for Trent Williams. I don't know how I feel about any of that. So, right now, my biggest concern with them is get Robbie Anderson signed. I mean, that's really the thing that I'm most concerned about as far as the Jets situation at this point.
The other thing from over the weekend is that the New England Patriots brought back Brian Hoyer into their quarterback room.
Well,
And I don't know what Bill's ultimate plan is. I don't know if...
It won't be Brian Hoyer.
It's not Brian Hoyer?
No. No, I don't know what Bill's... I think there's two. I think there's two possibilities for Bill. This is what I think. Maybe he's going to draft a quarterback. I'm not buying Jarrett Stidham. I'm just not buying it. I think maybe he's going to draft a quarterback. And he may, you know, Bill may shock you. Bill may stun everybody, and at the very end, when there's no more market left, okay, and there's nowhere else to go on the extreme cheap, he winds up with Jameis Winston. I don't know why I think that.
Well, you know what? I think it could very well happen because, and we talked about this last week with the quarterbacks that are available and the lack of openings there are for starting quarterback position, that if you're Jameis Winston or you're Cam Newton, who I think eventually is going to get released. I mean, the Panthers can say all day.
They're not going to get anything. Who's going to trade for him? You're going to have to release him.
No, you're going to release him, just like eventually the Rams released Todd Gurley. That's what's going to happen.
Yep.
When you look at Newton and Winston and Andy Dalton, all these guys want to be starters, all right? And they probably deserve to be a starter on an NFL team. But if you look at the musical chairs of quarterbacks, there isn't really a lot of room for any of these guys to be a starter. So if you've got a chance, even if it's for a limited amount of money and less money than you thought, but you've got a chance to potentially start for the New England freaking Patriots, who despite all the guys they've lost in free agency, and I get it, I mean, on paper, talent-wise, they look like one of the worst teams in the AFC, even though we all know that's not going to be the case.
No.
We all know that's not going to be the case.
No, because they got the X factor, and that's the coach. I mean, that's the bottom line.
So if you're a quarterback and you've got a chance to potentially start for that said team and win the AFC East, and God knows what happens after that, you'd have to think it is incredibly appealing to Cam Newton or Andy Dalton or Jameis Winston for one of those guys to take a cheap deal. And I think all of them are going to be forced to either take a really cheap deal or be a backup.
Yeah.
And in New England, you're likely to have a chance to play unless you believe Stidham's the guy. And look, you're right. Brian Hoyer is there because Bill likes him, and he's a nice backup to have in the room. He's not going to start.
Look, he's a veteran guy. He's been around. I mean, he knows the NFL. I mean, he has, you know, he's been in a lot of different teams. I'm sure it's more of a pick his brain type thing, whatever you want to say. But, I mean, maybe Bill's going to draft a quarterback. I just think when I look at those three guys, I know Andy Dalton's name's been mentioned for Belichick. To me, the guy with the biggest upside is Jameis Winston. I think we know what Andy Dalton is. I think we know what Cam Newton is, and now he's had injury issues. I think Winston is still young enough that there is an upside there if you can just get him to kind of, you know, to cut down these turnovers. And if anybody could get him to do it, this is the guy.
Well, yeah, and if he doesn't cut down his turnovers, Bill will get rid of him real quick.
He's done, right.
Yes.
Right, he won't be around long.
It's funny, you know, when I think of Brian Hoyer, even though I know the likelihood is he's not going to start for them, I think of that playoff game against the Chiefs 5 years ago.
Oh,
it was,
God.
I mean, you tell me, bro, because you've seen it all. Let's face it.
It was horrible.
Was that not the single worst quarterback performance you've maybe ever seen in a playoff game?
It's up there. It's been, you know, I'd have to think about that long and hard, but I mean, it's pretty bad. He's a career backup. I mean, he's a fringe NFL quarterback, Brian Hoyer. That's
no question.
Fringe.
I think of, for me, by the way, in my lifetime, I think of Jake DeLome, who had one god awful playoff game, too. I think he threw
Jake
four
DeLome,
or five
though,
interceptions.
Jake DeLome, though, was a pretty decent quarterback. I mean, he took a team to the Super Bowl. You know, Jake DeLome had some good years as a starting quarterback.
I'm not trying to knock.
He's not Brian Hoyer.
No question. DeLome has certainly accomplished a lot more. I mean, the guy got to a Super Bowl. I remember one individual playoff performance in which, and Tim Tebow against the Patriots. I remember after they pulled off that miracle against the Steelers.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, did Bill have his number?
That was laughable.
That was laughable. That was as bad as it gets.
Right.
But
right.
It did make me laugh when I see Bill signing Brian Hoyer, thinking to myself, is Bill Belichick trying to win 10 games with the worst possible team? You know, to basically prove to the
Just
NFL.
To show how great he is, right?
Yeah, how great he is.
Yeah, you never know. Look, one thing we know about Bill, there's method to the madness. Bill has a plan. Yeah, Bill doesn't talk about it, doesn't say anything. Bill has a plan. There's no doubt about it.
Bob, as quarterback.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.